It appears rather gruesome, rather wrinkled like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This is an eclectic little hour of radio in which I've assembled a murderer's row, if you would, of very, very chill songs today. I think the fact that the sun has kind of disappeared for the foreseeable future has sent me back into the loving and somewhat emotionally cold arms of, very, very chill electro stuff. But we're going to start off with a bit of a bang, or at least a monologue, I suppose. I've been really getting into an artist, a duo called The Burning Hell. They're from the east of Canada, and they have a very, very literary approach to their music, and that it includes their most recent album, which is called Public Library, and I've played a couple of their songs on my show in the past. This time I want to play a track called Men Without Hats, which is, it has right at the very start such a beautifully Canadian moment in which the singer talks about having a $10 bill in his hand, and he says, "Sir John A. in my palm," and that's just such a Canadian thing, because, yeah, Sir John A. MacDonald is on our $10 bill, but Americans would not know that. But Canadians kind of actually do know what's on American money, because we watch so much American pop culture, and we kind of absorb all this by osmosis. So it's always a little bit of a jolt to hear the Canadian sort of equivalent of it. But it's a lovely little song. I think you guys like it. After that, I've got Higher Power of Desire and Smash Boom Pow. With Higher Power of Desire and the Zolas. So please stay tuned, stick around, and enjoy.
Clutching a $10 bill in my hand, Sir Johnny's face getting wrinkled and damp. I went down to the mall on Saturday after cartoons. I made straight for the tape store. I knew exactly what to look for. I skipped the candy shop and the clown with the animal balloons. I saw it on the rack with the other new tapes, that baby face with the gap tooth gape. And I grabbed one quick like a pervert in a video store. I guess I was shy, it was my first time, so I joined the girls with the girl bangs in line. And when I got back home, I discovered what my ears were for. That was my first day in the world of pop music, where the sound of a drum or the strum of an acoustic could pop it all open like a blister in the sun. A world where Johnny played guitar and Janet played bass, and they started a band just to see their face in a magazine, cause what else is there to do for fun? Later, drawing logos of bands on backpacks and binders in the backs of my hands, and writing out lyrics with the help of rewind, pause, and play. Math class flashed past in a blur of zeros, daydreaming about all those musical heroes who never needed numbers to say what they had to say. Meanwhile, I developed an unholy affection for the older girls in the smoking section, with the boots and the buckles and the pins and the circle A shirts. Music was rough, but strangely enough, turned out I liked getting angry and shouting about stuff. I knew the message was meaningful, although I didn't understand a word. And so I discovered another world of music where the kids are alright. Just like the Who said, you count to four, then play the one or two chords you sort of know. Where Hey Ho, Let's Go is the legitimate chorus, and you can search the stacks, thumb the thesaurus, but there's no synonym for rock and roll. We'll be right back.
fashionable age. I never dreamed someday I'd be the one on the stage. But now that I'm here, I guess I have to think of something to say. So to all the young girls and young guys out there, experimenting with drugs, experimenting with hair, press record on your 4-track. Or whatever kids are using these days. It's life or death, but it's also just music. It chooses you, you don't get to choose it. But once you're hooked like a rug or a jar. So hats off to Ivan and all the rest of you fans. Thanks for giving us so many good reasons to dance. Thanks for giving us so many good reasons to sing along.
threats right home feels so far away. It makes me
Zolas with Get Dark off of Swooner, their third full-length album that was released just last year, and really, really phenomenal. Before that, Smash Boom Pow with the title track from their new EP, Higher Power of Desire, and at the top of the show, The Burning Hell with Men Without Hats off of Public Library. I don't know how closely you were listening to the lyrics of that very first song, but at one point the singer does credit a man called Ivan, and he is talking about the lead singer of the band Men Without Hats, who purveyors of a lot of VH1 I Love the 80s marathons will know is the band that put out the Safety Dance. They were Canadian, and they kind of catapulted into fame as a direct result of being one of the first music videos on MTV, actually. But they are Canadian. They really only had the one hit in the States, and then they retreated back to being just incredibly Quebecois for the rest of their days. So, keeping on the sort of topic of Canadian bands, I suppose all three of those bands were Canadian, are Canadian. I got into a mild Twitter spat again earlier this week over what is the best New Pornographers song. Depending on who you ask, it'll be a different answer, but there is a correct answer. For those of you who don't know, the New Pornographers is a super band of sorts. With a lot of Canadian members, it brings together people like A.C. Newman, Nico Case, Dan Behar, and Catherine Calder, among others. They've been going strong since around 1999 or 2000 was the year of their first release. And as a result of having so much talent kind of bundled into one place, there's a very interesting dynamic has kind of emerged over the course of six albums, where there is a Lennon and McCartney thing going on of the weird, technically more genius one who makes very impenetrable, strange music, and then there's the songwriter who does a lot more accessible stuff that the music snobs kind of will dismiss, but everyone else will be like, yes, but it makes me feel things. I like, it is pleasurable to listen to, as opposed to just kind of off-putting and strange, and unless you're like really, really concentrating and swirling a glass of wine. And so this is, respectively, Dan Behar is the weird one, and A.C. Newman is the not as weird one. So for those of us who have hearts inside our chests and souls, the best new pornographer song is one that is called The Bleeding Heart Show, which is a very weirdly put together, just stunningly gorgeous love song. But I got, of course, into an argument with someone who's a Dan Behar fan who I don't even know what they do. And, you know, somebody else joked, they were like, is it hard to be wrong? Does it hurt going about your day? It's like, no, the lack of heart helps. But, and of course, we were all kidding. Everybody has every right to like what they like. But it kind of set me on a path wondering, what is the best new pornographer song that isn't The Bleeding Heart Show? So this is something I'm going to explore over the next couple of weeks on the show, because I've been a fan of the new pornographers for, oh dear Lord, a decade? That's insane. And they have grown and changed and developed a lot of their what makes them good, and just had a great range over six albums. So there's so much that even I, and I've listened to all of them, even I kind of forget some of them sometimes. So we're going to start off this exploration with one of my favorites, which is kind of somewhat marginally weird, called Stacked Crooked, off of their, by far their best known and probably best album, Twin Cinema. So please enjoy that. And after that, I've got Young Rival and Hannah Georges coming up next. So stay tuned.
This month's issue of Discorder is purple. And you know, purple is the new green with envy.
Violet! You're turning violet!
The October issue features interviews with Puzzlehead, Swim Team, Kai Plant, and Prophecy Sun on their new and upcoming release. We address the uncertainty of the Trans-Pacific Partnership for Artists and sit down with the organizers of Japanese Poets North of the 49th to discuss reconciliation through poetry. It's your
birthday. Thanks to this month's sponsors, Vinyl Records, Recruiting Canada, the Rickshaw Theatre, Fringe Festival, Zipcar, Jazz Records, the Astoria, the UBC AMS, Don't Argue, Redgate, Print Print, SFU Community Engagement, Live Van, the Vancouver Art Book Fair, the Rio Theatre, the Vancouver International Film Festival, Vancouver New Music, and Timber Concerts. Pick up a free physical copy of Discorder around town or read online at discorder.ca. You like, we gon' ride around the city, I'm gon' make your night. Yeah. Eat your cake, break you off a... If you or someone you know is experiencing challenges with mental health, there are lots of peer and professional resources available at UBC and in the community.
Kaleidoscope is a peer-run mental health support group on campus that meets every Monday, except statutory holidays, from 5 to 6 p.m. in Buchanan Building B, Room 307.
You can visit our website for updated meeting times and additional mental health resources at the-kaleidoscope.com.
If you live in Vancouver and need immediate help, please phone Mental Health Emergency Services at 604-874-7307 or 1-800-SUICIDE for the rest of British Columbia.
Crooked all along, but now I'm on my way. Stacked crooked all along, but now I'm on my way. vantage, falling from the ivory tower. I tried to imagine, I couldn't imagine it. You clicked and tossed, your cryptic crossword locks. Union abandoned talks, and now it's hard to say why we would wait. In smoke and mirror states, stacked crooked all along, but now we're on our way. Stacked crooked all along, but now we're on our way. Couldn't imagine it. The vantage falling from the ivory tower. I tried to imagine it. I couldn't imagine it. Tonight, do not deny me.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard Hannah Georges with Don't Go off of her most recent album, For Evelyn. Before that, Young Rival with Oh Nancy from Strange Light and The New Pornographers with Stacked Crooked off of Twin Cinema. This next song goes out to my friend Andrea, who had a super, super rough day yesterday, and we bonded early last year over a band that she loves called Everything Everything, and one song in particular called No Reptiles, which was weirdly just beautifully apt for two people who were just adjusting to being in grad school for the very first time. It's a very beautiful sort of song to listen to when life has you down and you still want to feel a little bit of ennui about that, but you also want to be uplifted. So yeah, Andrea, this is for you, and I'm following it up with some Grimes and the Pack AD. I hope you enjoy.
Oh, An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
That was Grimes with Butterfly, the closing track off of her absolutely phenomenal album, Art Angels. I am going as Grimes for Halloween, one of the many, many, many weird costumes that she wears in her really cool music videos. So I've been listening to the album a lot, and it just keeps getting better and better and better, so I thoroughly enjoy it. Before that, Gold Eyes by The Pack AD off of their album Positive Thinking, and No Reptiles by Everything Everything from Get to Heaven, which was really one of the best albums of last year. I don't have much of an intro for this. The Case Lang Veers collaboration album has been sort of pinging around our consciousness for a few months. It came out over the summer. It's a really, really, really great showcase of the talents of the three women who participated, which are Nico Case, who is also a member of the New Pornographers, Katie Lang, and Laura Veers. And so please enjoy Best Kept Secret from that, and a little bit more coming into the last few minutes of Particles and Waves.
Your heart's in the right place.
That was Toronto-based quartet Program with two M's at the end. A song called Jukai off of A Torrid Marriage of Love and Emotion, or Logic and Emotion. Really, really good dream shoegazy kind of band I'm getting into. Before that, Best Kept Secret by K. Slang and Veers off of their self-titled album, which I hope won't be the very last thing that we hear of them, because those are some very, very talented ladies, and they make excellent music together. I've bounced around on what I want my final song of tonight to be, and yeah, you know what? I think I'm actually going to make a very last-minute switch right now, because Spotify, bless its soul, or its algorithms, I guess, now does this thing where it recommends songs at the bottom of any given playlist, and the first thing that popped up for this particular show's playlist was Prophets by AC Newman off of Get Guilty, which I haven't heard in so long, and I love it, and it's wonderful, and we've been playing members of New Pornographers, other bands anyway, so we might as well go all in with it. So that's what I'm going to play to end out this show, but there are many, many reasons to keep on staying tuned to CITR. Radio Freethinker is up next, and I will be back next week at 2 p.m. Thank you very much for listening. My name's Mia, and this is AC Newman.
But not out loud. There are too many prophets here. On the unlucky side of the stab in the dark, I took it in silence, I took it to heart. I carried it quietly over the wall. There were too many prophets.
Please remember to watch your language.